What is it about JFK's assassination that triggers Zionists? Why do they pretend that it's an act of anti-Semitism to explore the environment and the things that JFK was adamantly opposed to? I'm going to describe that to you, and I'm going to use only Jewish sources here, so we can remove ourselves from any claims of anti-Semitism. These are just the facts of what JFK was fighting while he was in office, okay? One of the things that he was opposed to was the American Zionist Council. He wanted them, which would go on to become AIPAC. We're still having a discussion about AIPAC's undue influence in our elections today. They were back then known as the American Zionist Council. And JFK's Department of Justice told them that they had to register as a foreign agent under FARA, okay? And so it would color your imagination, obviously, if I'm saying all these things and you find out that I'm registered under FARA for a foreign country like Ukraine, you would go, okay, well, that makes sense. Candace is telling me that we should go to war with Ukraine, but I now know that Candace is actually accepting tens of millions of dollars from Ukraine. That's the purpose of FARA registration. If all you have to do once you become registered under FARA is to reveal your expenditures, reveal how you are being funded, allow people to understand where you are getting this money from, why would they be this opposed to it? I don't know the answer to this. I'm never going to know the answer to this, because what we do know is that a couple of weeks later, JFK got shot, okay? And what was running parallel to this, of course, was that he was on the phone arguing, screaming, having fights with Prime Minister Ben-Gurion of Israel, because he also did not want Israel as a state to become nuclearly armed, okay? And they're fighting on the phone. They still won't declassify these arguments that he was having, but they absolutely were at each other's throats and they hated each other. And he was very opposed to the Dimona reactor. This is something that you can even find in speeches like the Gaddafi speech. When you add those two things together, you go, okay, well, would it be a conspiracy to suggest that Ben-Gurion and the state of Israel hated him and he was opposed to them and he was opposed to them getting funding and he was opposed to them having undue influence in American politics, and then he dies? And then you weigh that against the fact that the problem for them instantly disappeared as soon as JFK died. Because what happened was that when Lyndon B. Johnson got into office, he was the vice president, all of their problems were instantly resolved because he reversed course on everything.